This is Radio Kate at the makeshift police canteen here in Walthamstow, and with me is our local MP, Stella Creasy. Now, you've been very busy over the last few days out and about in the community, I know. Do you want to just give us an overview of, you know, what you've seen, heard and experienced over the last few days?
I don't know where to start. I mean, we've seen a number of things happening here in Walthamstow, some incredibly shocking and very upsetting in terms of looting and destruction and vandalism in our local community, but also, as today in this building and the work that's going on here today proves, just some incredible responses from the local community, and also from the people who are out in the community at night trying to get hold of people, trying to make sure that we keep the streets as safe and as calm as possible. So, I mean, it's hard to know where to begin because it has been an amazing couple of days.
And, I mean, I've lived in this area my whole life. You know, this is home. London is my home. I'm a born and bred Londoner. And this whole thing, I find, it's just deeply upsetting and quite disgraceful. I'm sure I can't be the only one who feels like that.
Look, absolutely. And in one of the things I did on Monday following, we had the first time we had any disturbance was on Sunday night. And one of the first things I did on Monday was to go round to everywhere that there had been looting and that we had seen destruction, to go and speak to residents, to go and try and meet with them in person and make sure that they understood, that people knew how serious this was, that there was something going on to try and address it. I mean, I'm upset too. This is my home. I stood there on Sunday night watching those people attack my town centre and seeing them thinking that, you know, driving up and asking us for directions about where our shops were. It was disgraceful. But also then seeing the crowds and that giving them cover to do what they were trying to do. You know, in the last 24 hours, I've seen the destruction that's happened more locally in terms of some of the more local gangs getting involved. You know, it is incredibly upsetting and scary for people, and I understand that. And one of my jobs as the MP is to be somebody in the community people can talk to about that and find out what is going on, because the other thing that's really scaring people is all the rumours going round. I mean, we also had that today where rumours went round that the town centre was rioting, and suddenly it was all over Twitter, it was all over Facebook, I was getting texts about it. It was completely calm and completely peaceful, but people were very, very scared, and that's just unacceptable, and it's very, very upsetting for people.
I mean, I was watching some of the stuff on, I think it was last night, where I really just started to feel, I mean, genuinely scared about what was going to happen in London, and I don't know if we've really got past that yet, if we're at a point where we can see an end to all this.
Well, one of the things I've been trying to do is make sure people understand what exactly has been happening, because actually what's happening in every area is different. It has different causes, different people involved, and a different response required to deal with it. That's why one of the things I wanted to make sure people knew on Monday, for example, was that what we'd seen in Walthamstow the night before hadn't been violence against the police. It hadn't been people protesting. It was people coming here to steal and to rob. What we've seen in the last 24 hours has been vandalism. It's been people kind of breaking things, setting fire to bins. I mean, very, very small amounts of this stuff, not anywhere like the stuff they've seen in other parts of London. But that requires a different response again. And I'm a great believer that one of the things that drives people's fear and upset is not knowing what's happening. So it's better for people to know honestly what is going on and what's being done than to assume the worst. Because when serious things have happened, then you can put them in context. But as to whether or not we've seen the end of it, you know, I will be honest, we just don't know yet. But what we do know is that we have a very strong team of police on the borough working very hard, as you've seen today, going in and out again, making sure that they're around, making sure that they're on the ground, and also a very good team of people doing outreach work, trying to talk to people, trying to make sure that we dial down the temperature out there. Because one of the challenges as well is, as soon as people think something might be happening, they're then going to watch. And of course, that's creating the conditions under which it's more possible to create a disturbance, because there's more people around and it gives you cover. So it is absolutely an ongoing challenge, but things are happening. And the things that are happening here are responding to the things that are happening here. The things that are happening in Hackney or in Lewisham or in Peckham are necessarily different, because it's a different type of activity. Mm.
Have you been in touch with your parliamentary colleagues in some of the areas that have been, you know, worse affected than we have been here in Walthamstow?
Yeah, I was in touch with David Lammy to begin with, before anything happened in Walthamstow. partly because I wanted to give him support. Obviously, since things have started in Walthamstow, I've been very heavily involved within the local area in Walthamstow, but, you know, through Twitter and texts and things, we have been keeping in touch as well. You know, my priority right now, while the situation in Walthamstow is very uncertain, is to be really focused on what I can do in Walthamstow, because I recognise that what is happening here is very localised, and therefore I have some role to play in terms of the relationships I have with people and asking them to assist. We're now going into Parliament on Thursday, which will be more about a national response. But frankly, I think that there is a difference again in what the value of those kind of activities and what we need to ask for, because this can't just be about what happens in the next couple of days. This has got to be a longer term thing about how we address the fact that we got to a situation where it was so easy to break down some of those social norms that prevent these kind of things.
And do you feel that you have the power to make a difference, to actually do things in the area, or are you maybe like the rest of us feeling somewhat powerless?
Listen, everybody has the capacity and the potential to make a difference, especially in situations like this, and I think that's really important. One of the things I don't want people to do is feel powerless, because actually we can all help, whether it is in challenging those rumours that are going around in terms of protecting and looking after the young people, you know, the nieces, the nephews, the sons, the daughters, the cousins, the friends of the family that you know, and making sure that they understand that actually right now the most important thing to do is just kind of stay indoors, stay calm. Whether it is supporting the police as we're doing today, whether it is supporting the community outreach workers that are out there as well, helping talk to some of the young people, you know, there's plenty that we can do that will help make a difference. I think the challenge always for people is to know where to start. And one of the things I've tried to do as the MP as well is help people know where to start, because otherwise people do feel despair and they feel fearful and they're reading all these rumours and they're getting upset. And I absolutely understand why they're upset. But I need people's help to get that message out there that that's not the case, that's what's happening, because we need to reassure people that, you know, these stories that there are riots taking place right now, just in Walthamstow at least, are just not true.
Mm. There was, on Audioboo today, our most listened to clip all day has been a short clip from the BBC World Service where one of the reporters talks to two young girls, or 18-year-old girls, who'd been out all night drinking and looting and seemed ever so pleased with themselves. Oh, it's lots of good fun, they said, and they got some free stuff and they hoped it was going to carry on today. Mm. And when they were asked, you know, why, what was their reasoning, why were they doing that, they blamed the government. And, you know, that's the government. Oh, and they didn't even seem entirely sure who or what that was. So, I mean, you are part of the government. How do you connect with these people who don't even, you know, they just don't have that connection? How can you really be a part of those communities and make changes that they feel properly affect their lives?
Well, I'm not actually part of the government, but I am an MP and I'm also part of this community. And actually, I'm a former youth worker and I have no truck for the idea that it's anybody else's responsibility apart from theirs in terms of their conduct. Now, the more complicated question, the one that people are going to pontificate about and write lots of opinion polls and pieces over the weekend, are about what the factors that leads to the conditions under which that kind of behaviour becomes more prevalent and they act on it. So basically, what turns a bunch of kids who perhaps have come to see what's going on into a bunch of kids who then get involved in it? And that, I think, is more complex. That's why I go back to this point that it's really easy for people to jump to conclusions here. It's really easy for people, particularly because they're frightened, I absolutely understand that, to decide there must be one or two things that could be done that would just make it go away. The reality of dealing with these situations is going to be more complex. It is going to need more long-term work, and it is going to need to be localised. But do I think we can do that? Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't be sitting here tonight, I wouldn't be asking people in Walthamstow to get involved if I didn't think we had the power to make a difference to it, because I wouldn't waste their time. It's nothing to do with those two young girls from Croydon. I suspect they will feel very foolish eventually. I think the other thing we have to acknowledge about this is, again, you know, people are looking for deep sociological meanings for what's going on here and not really recognising that this is not necessarily about the anger. People felt anger on Saturday night in Tottenham. I absolutely understand and respect that. They felt they had lost someone they loved. They felt they weren't getting answers. They felt they were being disrespected. The people who were coming to Walthamstow on Sunday night were looking for the shops where they could nick things to sell. That was not anger. That was not protest. That was not civil unrest because they're cross about the government. The people last night are looking to test the boundaries because suddenly they seem to be in a whole new world where this kind of stuff is happening. We have to understand that so that we can tackle it. not so we can excuse it, but so we can tackle it. Because I don't have any truck with that kind of behaviour, and I don't have any truck with those people who say, oh, well, there's all these complex sociological reasons. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm just trying to get on and sort it, because actually that's what Walthamstow needs. Indeed, that's what Britain needs. And I'm hoping, certainly Thursday, that we're going to see a robust and considered response from the government. Because just saying, this is terrible, it's got to stop, isn't actually going to do enough to help us on the ground make the difference that we need to make, to make sure that this doesn't just go away over the next 6 days, but it goes away for good.
I should point out, as a Labour MP, you're not part of the government. I obviously meant that in the sense of them blaming other people. Well, they weren't entirely sure who they were blaming, frankly. But there has been quite a lot of political point scoring going on around this. So as part of the political system, I mean, how do you feel? You know, you're part of the opposition. Obviously, there's been a lot of criticism of Boris Johnson not coming back from holiday enough, fast enough, and David Cameron only just coming back. How do we stop it being, you know, about point scoring and that sort of thing, and actually bring it down to some real action?
Because the central question has got to be about any of us as political people in this is, what is the contribution we're making to the situation, to improving it? You know, if you can't identify the difference that you're going to make, then actually the best thing you can do as a politician is to step back. I have thought long and hard over the last couple of days in Walthamstow about, what is the difference I can make? How can I help? I've talked to the police, I've talked to the community workers, I've talked to the residents about actually what is it they need us to do. And that's the central test for me about Thursday. It's the central test about Boris Johnson coming back, about David Cameron coming back. If them coming back and getting involved helps deal with some of the problems that we're dealing with, and that's not just in dealing with the actual rioting and the destruction, but also with people's uncertainties and fears and, you know, practical problems about how do you coordinate police from across the country coming over, how do you cut through some of the inevitable complexity in the logistics, you know, because you're the Prime Minister and you do have the ability to say, right, this needs to happen X, Y and Z, then come back and do it. But same with the Mayor. But actually, if you're coming back because you think you probably ought to, but without a real sense about why it makes a difference, that's letting people down.
Well, it's true. Sorry, I'm still very tired and slightly speechless about the last few days. One thing that's been going round and round in my mind is that I've kind of felt so upset talking to friends from abroad who are just looking in at London. You know, I mean, London is hosting the Olympics next year, and we've got all this stuff, and you know, the world's media is starting to wake up to what's going on here, and it's becoming front page news around the world. So my question to you is, despite what's gone on in the last few days, are you still proud to be a Londoner?
Absolutely. I'm proud. Every day I wake up, I'm proud to represent Walthamstow. I'm proud to work within this community and to work with the people here. And, you know, yes, it isn't good. And I was asked this on Monday, just when we'd seen the first night of kind of follow-up activity about what this would mean for the Olympics. You know, one of the things people are really proud around here is that we are an Olympic borough, that, you know, people are getting excited. They can see the site, they can see the buildings. They're arguing over whether or not they're going to get tickets. And that's a whole other classic British thing, isn't it? We have got to be able to be confident in our ability to deal with the difficulties that we've got. It is undoubtedly an unprecedented situation. I'm not downplaying it. I'm not saying, you know, something trite about, oh, it's all about blitz spirit. It's not that sort of thing at all. This is a difficult problem. There are some very short-term solutions that we need to get in place, and there are some longer-term pieces of work that need to be done. And we need to work with the people on the ground who get that. And then we need to show the world that actually we are in control, we are confident about our city and what it can be. Because if there was also an example of the kind of people that I'm so proud of, it's the people here tonight who've been of all ages, all different backgrounds. It's been incredible, the response we've had. And that's just in its, you know, one tiny ounce of what London is capable of doing. So, yes, I am ashamed about what has happened. I'm ashamed that people are seeing that as part of London. But I also know that's not the whole story. And we need, you know, say we need not just the government, but we also need local authorities and we need local communities to be working together to tackle the problems that have caused the last couple of days and to make sure that we have a good Olympics, because both are part of being part of London. So if you ask me, I'm proud without a shadow of doubt, because this is my home and I'm passionate about it and I know how much potential there is here. The thing that really upsets me is the idea that people will see that in Walthamstow, they'll see the destruction and they won't see all that potential there, because I need people to help me to get the resources that we need to challenge and encourage our kids not just to behave badly, but to be what they could be. You know, there are kids in Walthamstow, I always say it's cheesy, that could cure cancer if we give them the right education and the right support. And, you know, we have to deal with the things that are causing the unrest so that we can get to dealing with the stuff that gets that out of them.
Well, I think from what we've seen here tonight, I do feel hopeful for the future of London. If we could just make more of the sort of community spirit and today we had so many people who turned up to serve tea and coffee and cake to the police that we had more cakes than could feed an army. And that, if we can just get that message out and downplay some of this, I mean, not downplay it, but, you know, that needs to be the message that comes out of London to make me feel that I am, again, proud to be a Londoner. Thank you. Unless you have something else to say, which you look like you did.
Well, all I would say is, you know, we shouldn't shy away from what has happened. Believe me, I am not shying away from what we've seen over the last couple of days. What we should do is focus on what we can do to stop it, and stop it not just in the next couple of days, but stop it for good. Because actually, that's what needs to happen now. And the people who want to wring their hands or want to moralise or want to blame somebody else or want to pretend it hasn't happened just aren't helping. And actually say, what I'm looking for is the practical help that we need to get this sorted in Walthamstow. I'm not interested in the grandstanding and I'm not interested in the hand-wringing because it's not going to help anybody. You know, above all, there's some very scared constituents of mine out there tonight. There's some very confused young people and there's some very, very nasty people out there as well. And we need to deal and support making sure that Walthamstow becomes a place where everybody wants to live.